Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 5. Excuse me. Mishnah 7 of Maseches Nazir. So the Mishnah says a similar case over here. So there's something called a koi, and a koi is a very unusual creature, and the Chachamim were not sure if it should be halachically considered a domestic animal, like a sheep or a goat, or a wild animal, like a deer or a gazelle, or if it should be considered like it's a beria b'fnei'atzmo, of its own type of creature. So based on that, the Mishnah says the following halacha: Ra'a es ha-koi. If someone sees a koi, v'amar harini nazir eshezeh chaya. And they say, I'm a Nazir if this is a wild animal. Harini Nazir Shazai Inochai. Or someone says, I'm a Nazir if this is not a wild animal. Harini Nazir Shazai Behemoth. Or he says, a third guy says that, that I'm a Nazir if this is a domestic animal. Harini Nazir Shain Zabehemoth. And someone says, the fourth guy says, I'm a Nazir if it is not a domestic animal. Harini Nazir Shazakhaya Vahima. If the person says, I'm a Nazir if this is a wild and a domestic animal. Harini Nazir Shainza Lochaya Vahima. And the sixth guy says that thinking it's in its own category, I'm a Nazir if this isn't neither a wild animal nor a domestic animal. Harini Nazir Sha'achad Mekim Nazir. And a seventh person comes along and says to the first six, I'm a Nazir if at least one of you is a Nazir. Harini Nazir Sha'in Echad Mekim Nazir. And an eighth person says to the first six, I'm a Nazir if at least one of you is not a Nazir. Harini Nazir Sha'kulchem Nazirim. And a ninth person says to the first six, I'm a Nazir if all of you are Nazirim. Harei Kulam Nazirim. The halacha is that all of these people are Nazirim. The first six people are Nazirim because we don't know which of them is correct. And since we don't know whether a koi is considered a wild or domestic animal, so therefore, as Rabbi Shimon teaches in the previous mission that we learned, that all of them have to keep the laws of Naziris out of a sense of suffix. So the last three people also have to keep the laws of Naziris out of a suffix because we don't know exactly what they meant to say. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion and Perek. Okay, now on to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. So says the Mishnah, Shlosha Minin Asurin Banazir. There are three types of things that are prohibited to a Nazir. Hatoma, Vahatiglachas, Vahayote Min Agafen. To become tummy from a corpse, from a dead body, to shave the hair of their head, and to eat or drink products of the grapevine. So the Mishnah now wants to know, well, what does it mean exactly, products of the grapevine? All products of the grapevine, like moist grapes, dry grapes, skins, and pits, all combined with one another to add up to the minimum amount that a Nazir has to eat to be liable for the punishment of getting malchus of lashes for violating this prohibition. So how large is this? He's not liable to get lashes until he eats or drinks at least an olive's amount of grapes or wine. Mishnah Rishona Ad Sheyish Ter Revias Yayin. The first version of the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah was originally taught, said that a Nazir does not become liable for lashes until he drinks or eats a quarter lug of wine or grapes. The next Tana now has another opinion, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo shara pito bayayin v'yesh bakidei letzarif kazayas. Even if he soaks his bread in wine and there's enough in the mixture to add up to a single olive's volume, chayev, he's liable to get malchus for eating the mixture. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the permissible challah, the bread that he has, combines with the prohibited wine to complete the minimum amount that make him subject to the punishment of getting lashes. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. But for now, have a wonderful day.